Tomorrow at Soldier Field, it kicks off a year-long celebration of the Special Olympics, which began back in that tumultuous year of 1968, right here in Chicago, Special Olympics. And Sergeant Shriver was involved. The Kennedy family was involved, obviously, at that time. And Ann Burke, our Supreme Court Justice, Illinois Supreme Court, joins us now to talk about the kickoff, which you're welcome to attend tomorrow at Soldier Field. And it will be a year-long worldwide celebration of the Special Olympics, culminating in a huge celebration, including the World Cup here in Chicago next year, 2018. We want to kick it off in style, so welcome Madam Justice Ann Burke to the program. Madam Justice, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Well, good morning, John and Ray. Thank you for inviting me.
Talk a little bit about the beginning of Special Olympics. I know the Shriver family, the Kennedy family involved. How did it come to be formed here in Chicago primarily?
Well, Chicago's always been first for a lot of things, John. And back in 1965, the Chicago Park District opened its doors to children and adults with disabilities. And that's long before special education was available for people with disabilities. And so by 1967, it was very successful. We needed more children and adults to participate. Mayor Richard J. Daley, I always say, the original Mayor Daley.
The old man.
And, President McFetridge of the Park District had come out to my park, was I was a phys ed teacher, at West Pullman at 123rd and Stewart. They saw my children. They saw the program. They saw them run, jump, twirl baton, tap dance, all the kinds of things everybody does, of course. And they said, well, how many kids like this live in the city? And we really didn't know. So they invited me to do a citywide an event, and I suggested a track meet. And at that time, I wrote to Mrs. Shriver, who was head of the Kennedy Foundation at the time, and asked her for some money to put on the games. And they did, in fact, give us $25,000. So the first games was July 20th, 1968, at Soldier Field. And quite interestingly, at that time, there were 1,000 kids from 26 states in Canada, but no one in the stands, because people at that time thought that we were putting those children on display. So it's taken 50 years to erase the stigma. Now we have a worldwide event, 170 countries celebrating the abilities.
We have seen both Ray and I have been to events and seen the events, and they are far from stigmatizing. They are heartwarming and an affirmation of the human spirit.
Absolutely, but it's taken quite a long time for us to do that. But it's now worldwide. I can remember sitting in Shanghai for the Special Olympics, thinking a third world country now is celebrating people with abilities. And so next July 20th, 2018, we're going to be at Soldier Field, as well as around the world celebrating the games. There's going to be a torchlight that's going to be an eternal flame lit at on McFetridge Boulevard at the north end of Soldier Field. And there's going to be law enforcement run. There's going to be a world soccer game.
And this all starts tomorrow, 10:30, at Soldier Field, a year-long event. We are looking for corporate sponsors, looking for individuals to become involved as well. We're talking to Supreme Court Justice Ann Burke this morning with John and Ray.
John, when we do the cop on top, and, you know, we're involved with the guys out in displays, and you know, and Justice Ann Burke talked about the law enforcement torch run. That all starts and comes from these programs. So, you know, when you gave your dollar, your $2 over at the Dunkin' Donuts for the cop on top and whatnot, this all leads up to the money that these guys need. And it's cool because it means a lot to these kids. And when you get to meet them and hang out and help them, and they will, I'm sure, need volunteers out here. I would imagine you have a place for volunteers to sign up as well, Justice Burke?
Oh, we sure do. The Chicago Park District is always willing to take the names and telephone numbers of people, and Special Children's Charities is the organization that raises the funds. So absolutely, call the Chicago Park District or go online to Special Children's Charities, www.socicago.org.
Do you suppose that you can find any help from the Finance Committee at City Hall?
Actually, I love to order him what to do.
How does that work?
It works well because there's no appeal.
How's our friend Bob Thomas doing?
Oh, Bob is fantastic. And he has promised me he's going to be part of the soccer team. You know, he originally played soccer.
Sure.
That's why he was such a great kicker. He had a unique way of kicking that ball. But he is my dear colleague on the Illinois Supreme Court, and he will be out there too. I trust I will order him.
Now, we're not going to ask you about politics, city nor statewide, gubernatorially, but I imagine that if Chris Kennedy happened to become more influential in the state, you might get some help from him as well.
Well, he's always been very helpful. Actually, he went to Dublin, Ireland for the first games outside of the country with a Chicago contingent, 125 people. Chris and the entire family has always been extremely helpful and supportive. So he will be there.
Well, you were there. You were there 50 years ago, and we commend you for that and congratulate you. And we're so happy that it started all those years ago, and you're still very much involved. And anything we can do over the next year, please call on us.
Oh, you can be sure I will. Thank you so much.
And tell your husband to have a terrific day and stay calm if he can. And
stay calm.
Stay calm. Keep calm. Carry on.
And you can keep ordering him around. I like that.
Okay. Am I hearing that both of you are going to jump in the lake in March?
I've done the polar plunge in the past. I have. I'd be more than happy to. More than happy to help with it.
I will carry him in the lake, Ann.
Okay.
Yeah, I will just gently place him in the lake. There you go.
That's good.
Like a baptism, kind of.
Yes.
Thank you, Amanda
Justice.
We could
use one of those.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Take care. That's Justice Ann Burke. We're kicking off a big 50-year anniversary of the Special Olympics tomorrow at Soldier Field, and a year from now, a huge concert, a World Cup, everything will be centered here in Chicago, right, as it should be.
She has been involved from the start and is still, shoulders deep. Very cool.